Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Matthew chapter 14 and 25, it says about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward his disciples having difficulty as they were rowing across to the other side where he told them to go. When they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. They had never seen a man walk on the water, have you? You'd be terrified too. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost! It's a ghost!" And Jesus said to them at once, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. It's just me. I'm here with you." I'm sure you've already heard that Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus fed over 5,000 people with a few loaves and fishes twice. Jesus possessed power over death. In Luke chapter 8 and 49, while Jesus was speaking to someone who really had just been healed because they touched the hem of his garment, the people from Jairus' house, and that's where he was going because his little daughter was deathly ill, came and said, "No need to come. She died." They said, "Don't bother the teacher anymore." But Jesus went into the house. He took her by the hand and said, "Little girl, arise." And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately, and he commanded them to give her something to eat, and the people were amazed. See, Jesus had power over death. Jesus would have a ministry of deliverance as well. Now, Acts tells about this. Acts chapter 10 and 38, it says, God gave Jesus the Holy Spirit with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by evil spirits, for God was with him. And this is one of the things that you find in other religions that is totally silent. They don't talk about the devil. They don't talk about having power over the devil or evil spirits. They don't even mention it. But the word of God tells us distinctly, Jesus Christ has power over the entire spirit realm. What does that mean to us? That means we don't have to be afraid of the devil. In fact, he's given us power to defeat Satan in every area of our lives. Let me read a few scriptures in Matthew 8 and 16. It says, that evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus, and he cast out the evil spirits with a simple word. Come out of that person. Leave them. I rebuke you. Go. Be silent. Get out. And they got out. The Bible says, this fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah that said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Now, you say, what does that have to do with him casting out evil spirits? Well, folks, Jesus healed many physical ailments when he cast out evil spirits. And that means that whether we understand it or not, evil spirits are sometimes connected with our physical ailments. Let me read some scripture to you. In Matthew chapter 9 and 32, a demon-possessed man who could not speak was brought to Jesus, so he cast out the evil spirit, and then the man began to speak. Matthew chapter 12 and 22, a demon-oppressed man who was blind and could not speak was brought to Jesus, and he healed him, so much so that the man could now see and speak, and all the people were amazed. Now, God wants you to recognize the power and the authority that Jesus has and that he's transferred to you. Because Jesus Christ says through our prayers, through our faith, and by the authority of his name, when we speak his name and speak to things in our lives to change, it will happen. See, it's time for us to recognize who Jesus is. He is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world, but he is also our empowerment to speak against demonic influences coming against our lives. And they have to move. And sickness has to flee. And situations have to change. And we do that through prayer and the authority of his name. Listen to what Jesus said in John 14 and 12. He said, I'm telling you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. Now, I have mentioned to you some of the works that he did. The Apostle John said, it's impossible to write all of the things that Jesus did while he was here on earth because there are not enough books that you could write them in. But here Jesus is saying, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done. Look at the person next to you and said, Jesus said, the same things he did, you can do. Now, those of you who have faith, clap. Others just go like this. Did he really say that? Yeah, he really said that. And he said more. He said, and even greater works. And even greater works. What did he mean by that? He meant, he gave us the explanation, because I'm going to be with my Father. Jesus ministered for a little over 3 years. And so that means we can live a life of service to God more than 3 years and do the things that he did. So that's how we can do more. And then he said in verse 13, you can ask for anything in my name. Say the word anything. He didn't say some things. He didn't say most things. He said, you can ask for anything in my name. And I will do it so that the Son will bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. See, Jesus is saying through prayer, we can ask for anything in his name. My question to you is, do you believe that? Have you done that? Do you recognize that if you follow Jesus' example, supernatural things will happen in your life? We're talking about recognizing who Jesus is, really. He's telling us these things. You know, Jesus said, believe and speak to your situation. Don't speak what you see, speak what you want to happen. Don't speak the circumstance, speak the change. Listen to what he says in Mark 11 and 22. Jesus said to them, listen, have God's faith, not your faith. Have the faith of God. What was he talking about? God spoke and created the universe. Your words can change your world. Repeat after me, my words, when spoken in faith, in the name of Jesus, will change my world. If you really believe that, give God a hand of praise, because it's true. Your faith, your words will change your world. He went on to say in verse 23 of Mark 11, for surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. So we see now there's a connection in what you say and what you believe. When you say it, you have got to believe it's going to happen. Do not doubt in your heart. but believe that the things that he says will be done. Then he will have whatever he says. Wow. Whatever you say when you pray, believe you will have it and it shall be yours. Are you ready to walk in the supernatural and to declare the outcome before it happens? It takes faith to do that. But that's the life you're supposed to live as a Christian. One who follows Christ, one who has the Holy Spirit in their heart and in their life, one who believes in the Word of God and believes what this Word is saying.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Don't miss our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 29th at 7:30 p.m. at Spirit Life Church. Spirit Life Church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more information, visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Verse 24, Jesus reiterates, so you won't misunderstand him. He said, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've already received it, Believe you've already received it, You can pray for anything. And if you believe you've already received it, then it will be yours. Anybody feel like walking on the water with me today? Because God is telling us to step out and do supernatural things. Don't walk according to your understanding, your emotions, your feelings. Walk by faith in God who does the impossible and speak change to your life. Speak change to your situation. Speak change to what's going on in your life. That's what he said. Now, I mentioned before that evil spirits can cause many diseases and symptoms, false symptoms. So I'm going to say this. Don't accept a negative report. Come on, lift a hand, repeat after me. I will not accept a negative report of sickness, pain, disease, but I will speak to it. Are you hearing me? Jesus said, speak to it. Whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, see, speak to it. Don't doubt it though, but believe. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And when you do that in faith, you're going to watch God perform a miracle because you didn't accept it. You don't have to take anything the devil tries to give you. You can say, no, thank you. I reject that. I reject that report. I reject that disease. I reject that pain in the name of Jesus. I am not telling you not to go to the doctor. I am not telling you not to take your medication. I am not telling you any of these things. I am telling you, don't just accept what people tell you. We are created spirit, soul, and body. There is a spiritual component that you must always deal with when it relates to your life and especially your physical health, your physical well-being, emotional well-being. Evil spirits are real. I just read to you how some bring deafness, some bring blindness, some bring the inability to speak. I just read it. Don't accept a negative report. Rebuke it. No, don't rebuke the devil. When the doctor says, well, let me give you my diagnosis, I rebuke you. No, don't do that. Don't do. Go somewhere and rebuke it and say, I break those words. I don't accept that in the name of Jesus Christ. This might be too tough for some of you, but I'm giving you the scriptures. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Jesus said in Luke 10 and 19, I've given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, serpent meaning the devil himself, scorpions, evil spirits, and to overcome all of the power of the enemy so that nothing will harm you. He said all of the power, not some of the power. He didn't say most of the power. I've given you power over all of the power. Nothing will harm you if you speak up. If you say, no, it won't. And then he says, because evil spirits are subject to you. Folks, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Use faith behind your words in the name of Jesus and watch change take place. Let me just read a couple more scriptures. You do not have to allow the devil to steal from you in any way, shape, and form. Believe the word of the Lord. The Bible says God will bless the righteous and surround him with favor as a shield. When blessings are not coming and other things are coming, you need to say, no, but I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I rebuke that attack. I don't receive that because God has promised to bless me. God has promised me favor that will shield me from danger and problems in my life. See, you've got to speak the word of God against the attack of the enemy and believe what you're saying. God gave Jesus, his son, authority over the entire spirit realm. In Ephesians 1 and 20, it says, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule, all authority, all power, all dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but in every age to come. He has put all things under his feet. And Jesus has transferred a measure of that authority to each believer. God wants you to use that authority in the name of Jesus to tell the devil no. When things come against you, sickness, disease, pain, any problem, tell the devil no. Oh, I'm going to have to get you guys to repeat after me. Come on, lift a hand, repeat after me. No, point down, repeat after me. Say, no, devil, in the name of Jesus, you can't touch my family. You can't touch my health. You can't touch my possessions. You can't touch my finances or my destiny. Devil, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, get out. If you meant that, give God a hand of praise right now. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You see, through Jesus' death and resurrection, he defeated the devil's power for us all. In Colossians 2 and 13, it says, God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all your sins. He canceled the record of the charges against you and took them all away when they were nailed to the cross. You got forgiveness from God when Jesus got on that cross for you. He died for your sins, and God wiped the slate clean on your life when Jesus was on the cross. You have been forgiven of your sins. It goes on to say in this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities, and he shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. And through the name of Jesus Christ, God has given us authority to defeat the devil. In Mark 16 and 17, it says, these signs will accompany all those who believe. Are you a believer today? Come on, say, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. So in his name, I can cast out devils. Devil, get out of my life, out of my house, out of my family, out of my finances, in the name of Jesus. Go. If you're a minute, give God a hand of praise. Oh, we got to learn how to fight the devil. We have got to do a better job of saying no to things that come against us, folks. Some of the things in your life are there because you allow them to be there. Because you don't take authority in the name of Jesus like he's told you. Because you haven't recognized who Jesus really is. He's not only your Savior, he empowers you through his name. There's authority in the name of Jesus. You don't have to take it. You don't have to take that job. You tell God, this is the type of job I want in the name of Jesus. Because he said, I will do all things. Didn't he say it? Yes. Whatever you ask, didn't he say it? Yes. Believe it. Believe it. I'm going to end with this. We have to teach our children how to cast evil spirits out. Man, they are living in a terrible world. They need to know how to tell the devil to get away from them. Evil spirits speaking to them, showing them things, even through people around them. They have to fight the enemy. A young couple heard screams from their two-year-old daughter's room. This was about 3 o'clock in the morning, so they ran into the room, calmed her down, took her to their bed, and she began to sleep with them. But the next night it happened again, so they went to their pastor for prayer. And he stated, she may be seeing in the spirit realm. Well, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. So sometimes children really can see that, especially at that young age. He said to the parents, you know, she may be seeing an angel or she may be seeing an evil spirit. And he told them to ask her if what you were seeing was good or bad. And if it's bad, the parents would command the spirit to leave her room in the name of Jesus Christ. Then ask God to send his angels. And then it happened again. So the daughter said it was a bad spirit. And they followed the pastor's instructions. And the little girl then said, oh, a pretty angel came. And then she went to sleep. Then they taught their daughter what to do. And that ended the attack because they shared the power of God with their daughter. We have to help our children to recognize who Jesus really is. The power and the authority that he's transferred to our lives. Not only the salvation that he wants to give to the world, but the power he's placed in our hands. The power he's placed in our mouths to change situations in our lives. We must never allow the devil to usurp authority over our lives when we belong to God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Recognizing Who Jesus Really Is, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve. And the most important decision that you will make in life is where you will spend eternity. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to lead you in this prayer. So pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and change my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, died for me on the cross of Calvary and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now and confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ has come into your life. Continue to pray every day. Continue to read God's Word. Find a church. Ask God to lead and guide you by His Holy Spirit. God bless you today, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.